Okay, just a few points going back on things, and some I might have answers to, some I won't. I want to try to finish this, but I think the whole issue of the interplay between Derech HaPshat and Derech HaRisenu, what the Ramban is trying to do in Chumash, and how it all plays out in Achiyuvim and not Achiyuvim, and Pshuta Shemikra, I think are issues which people learning on Ramban and Chumash might not be aware of, and I think, you know, I'm not inventing things. Okay, let's start something. Okay, one of the things that we're trying to say is that basically Derech HaPshat is not Machayev. It's a Tzein HaTeira, Kavod HaTeira. It's not Machayev. Okay, Meila. Minyan mitzvahs can only be Derech HaBaseinu, not Derech HaPshat. Derech HaPshat. Say that. I'm going to talk about one thing now at the beginning, which negated to last week, and one, maybe at least one thing later, but I don't want to mix it because I don't want to mix because we're not there yet. But if you recall, the Ramban Chumash, in discussing Derech HaPshat and Shabbosim, besides the issue of Nehemiah, may give you Musa of not being, not doing Ratzon HaTorah, Mechal Shabbos, Ratzon HaTorah. Okay. But the question is, would anyone imagine that you should equate Mitzvah Chetzecha, okay, with something which is not Machayiv, which one is not obligated to do? One would say that's absurd. But what the Ramban does in Chumash, in introducing this new Shabbosim, okay, he equates it to Mitzvah Chetzecha. And on the other hand, he equates this new Shabbosim to the issue of Shabbosim and Shvius, that should be no avodah the cloud. And the two things don't jive, you know. It, you know, Shviz, you can say the Tzein HaTeira, but you can't, you would never hit anyone for doing avoidis which are not prohibited in the Teira. You could say that the Rabbanon might have prohibited specific acts, but you never hit anyone from that. And the Rosh Ramban Chumash, V'hinei huzu al ha-melochis b'shabes b'la'av v'oynish k'ores u'misa v'atrochim v'omel ba'aseh hazeh u'b'yont ha-melocho b'la'av v'atereach ba'aseh u'mimenu omar hanovi. What's u'mimenu? See, that's very interesting. That you have to put if u'mimenu omar hanovi מעשיף דרכךו ממצוא חסכו מדב מוצאים מנו אמר דובי נובי. So לחיי כזה means אין נובי ועשור לחדש דובו. So his source is this. See, basically he's telling us what to say in HaTorah, right? So how could someone in one hand call this Derech HaPshat and say it's not Machayev, and L'chera, because of that, equated to Shvius, okay? And on the other hand, have discussions in at the end of Eil Ksholim, okay, in other places in Shabbos, but Mitzvah Chetzecha v'Davidova, that what you're allowed to do, what you're not allowed to do on Shabbos, and say that this is the source of u'mimenu omar hanovi. That's a horror, but I think it's a fair horror, and I think a horror like that I can say tzorchim, and if I can't, I don't know if I can. It's a problem. For example, let's read the Mon Kof Yud Gimel Beis Shabbos. And especially the Ramban there. Pirshu, Because the Moed says, Shaloi dibuch hashoshav dibuch shochol. Adin! And that's what I'll be saying. Right? So Rashi said, Kiloi mechu memko v'chesh boilis. V'kashagon. Hainim mitzol chesacho. Mechu memko. So then it comes that strange, very strange thing, that the mechu memko, which is going on in the chemia, you can come from two points. In Sherish Bays, he's going to say it's the Shvus of Ezra, okay? And on the other hand, you can hear from Tzolchetzchot, which is Shabbosri. And that's what Rambam said, that's Shabbosri, correct? Okay. So he said, you can't say that it's Mechum and Cheshbayna, because that's in Tzolchetzchot, what Rambam says. V'ika pirush mefurush mishalmi omav chanina v'dechei kiru v'kila shiu v'sholim v'shabas omav shum v'abo v'pshim v'yachoy ki habo chome li'ime mishtaya sagyin habo omolo imo shabati. And this you have to understand is an amazing thing. Okay? Shabati. Okay? And then Tony also all before Tzorcha b'Shabbos. Rabbi Zeir Shol Chiva Abba Mal Lameimu Reinu Zuneinu Parnaseinu Omelei Tevis Borchas Kachi. That's also Davidov. That's what Rambam says. Bakash Tzorcha is Davidov. And talking too much. Okay. Now, this again with his mother is a very interesting thing. He has Kibbutz Ein. Okay, and that's probably why this case was taken. And you have to be very careful when you give Musa and how you give Musa to your mother or to your father, correct? And the Yerushalmi claims that because of Davidova, you're allowed to say Musa to your mother at Shabbos. And she should understand very well not to talk too much. Okay? And this, Be'emes, you want to talk about the Dvorim She'odim Doshbo Ba'kevoi, okay? Shabbos is the day to Shavuos. And it's not what the... It's not the impression you get over here. Okay, but that's not really my issue, but Is this a Tzena Teira, or this is really has halachic ramifications? Umimeno. Okay. It's a reasonable question. Next. Now, I just wanted to, I don't know if I did point it out then when we did this at its points. And shows Albinus of the Sarambab. You see, besides the approach that you'll find yet in the Chor, as Luchas Ever Matera Mitzvah, which you'll find in the Rambam in the beginning of Mishneh Torah, and you find the Ramban in Chumash, okay, there's a Gemara in Brachos, okay. I'm not getting involved in the various gears of the Gemara. It's not even clear. The gears that Ramban presents is our gears of the Gemara, but it's not clear, you know, going back on what the gears are. But I'm not getting involved in that. But the Ramban, okay, let's just assume whatever this is what the Ramban presents in Gemara Brachos, okay? This is the before in Sherish Aleph. And L'cheira, what you would have said, he's presenting in his Akdom and Chumash, where he learns Bet Lecho, as Alucha, as Eben, as Tera Mitzvah, in Derech HaPshat. And in the Asogis over here, he's quoting the Mor Brachos and discussing what Bet Lecho, as Alucha, as Eben, as Tera Mitzvah,
in Derech Abiseinu, which is very reasonable.
Correct.
So what did he say?
Avo onu im heyis daiteinu she'ein bohem zecha b'lav hazeh, there's no zecha for the takonis rabbonon in the lav l'sosu mikom okoin minog chachomim who loyu mekolosh nezeh, it's a minog chachomim, it's a minog to say lefi, to use the asmachtas. Okay, and see, the question is, where does it start, where does it end? Okay. See, do the rabbonim get their right to make the asmachtas, the start from the pasuk, and then they make the takona, or they make the takona and they put it into the pasuk? Okay, so listen to what he says. Lefi shehushu meito yisale bipi hakabola lesakim lesadef. Behem doshim b'zeh lemozim gematias. They basically, l'chayra, have decided to make a takona, okay, or gzeira, and then they come and the derish gematias, and it's a mechachom to do such a thing. And he doesn't explain to you what it is, okay? Then he continues and gives examples, which will give you a better idea. He says, he talks about Megillah afterwards, and he talks about the Remez, about the 2 years before the Golus, whatever, the Shantem, whatever. Then he says, Chen Omri, בפרק ראשון של ברוכויס, מי תכסיב יתן לחויס לוחס או אבן והתרע והמצווה אשר כוספתי לו אירויסו, לוחס או אבן זו מיקרו, והתרע זו המשנה, והמצווה כמשמו, the mitzvahs. Kimashmo. So I don't know if it's the mitzvah or the mitzvah themselves, but hamitzvah, because he's talking about the mikra and the mishnah, so I would assume the mitzvahs are everything. But okay, that's not really my issue over here. Asher kosafti elu nevim lo hiroisom ze atalmud milamed Shekulam nitnu l'moshe b'sinai. So, the kulam nitnu l'moshe b'sinai. The whole thing. Okay. So l'cheira, I would assume it's not only the minyan and mitzvah, but it's referring to the mitzvahs themselves. But l'cheira isn't doing misera, because there was no misera on Nevi'im. It just basically comes down to almost like the Yishalmi Peah, the Kol Masha Talmud Vosik also the Chadish, the name of the Moshe Misinai. But this, and L'chir, we were talking about what the Ksol Moshe Rabbeinu. And I think one of the things we came to the conclusion is that it can only, the Talmud Vosek Ochs and the Chadish Nevel Moshe Misinai, he's talking about Chadish because there was no Mesecha on it. But it can only be Taylor because it was given to Moshe Rabbeinu. It's a very interesting thing. So the Chayil, what's happening, is he's trying to tell you that Taylor is Megala to Asedais, Derech Mozen and Gematrias. Okay? And the Chachmei HaMeseira are the Bailim to use these Gematrias and the Mulazim to Megala Seydes. But the Maisa, these are only really Asmachta. So it's a Minich HaChomim Hu Loi Mekolosh Nazeh.
So it really is not Derech Abiseinu.
Okay.
So the Gemara in Brocha is a priori looking at it, you would have said it's Derech Abiseinu.
Okay.
But it's not Derech Abiseinu. L'chera Tachdomo Tin Chumish is Derech Abshat.
Okay.
And the Gemara in Brocha is this Asmachta.
Okay.
So all I just want to point out is an amazing thing happening over here. And maybe I'm wrong, but I think what the Ramban is presenting is exactly the opposite of what the Ritva is presenting. The Ritva presents an Asmachta that, looking at the Asmachta, we megale the Rotson HaTeira. And therefore we make the Takana.
Okay?
And, according to Rabban, it's the opposite. We use the Asmachta of the Mei Chachomim to megale in Derech Seidish, the Ramazim, that the Teira also is masking to this. And maybe I'm wrong, but I think the whole thing is just the opposite. It's a very interesting thing, because you really have no clue of what the Asmachta is all about. But look at this Ramban with examples that he quotes. It gives you an idea of what he's doing with the Lo Sosa. So then you can imagine, okay, if that's true, then it means, right, that the Rabbonon, when they made the Takana, or whatever it is in the Megala, that this is Taka the Rotzon HaTeira, not that they made it because of that, and that's the Ksev Zeis, right? So then you can understand Asher Kirishana B'mitzvah Yisrael B'mitzvah and make a bracha. And what the Gemara is saying of how you can make a bracha according to the Rambam and according to the Ramban, according to the Ritva, are very different. Because the Ramban is basically saying, or the Torah said, that you have to listen to Chum, Asher Kedishah Mitzvah, and they have a resource, okay? The Ritva says, Asher Kedishah Mitzvah V'tzivonu, okay, that they're being Megale, the Rotzon HaTorah, says Asher Kedishah Mitzvah. And the Ramban is after they made the Takana, they can search for the Asmachta, to say that the Torah is also masking, and you can also say because last year they showed them twice. The only question I ask, okay, it's all very nice, but the final point I'm not sure about. Because if you say everything's from Lysosol, it's fine and dandy. But the Ramban tries to say Shalom Vichov Yagetra. Okay, and can you put Shalom Vichav Yagetcha? You can put Lo Sosa there, okay, and make the bloch. It's not a problem for me. Well, there's a bloch on the Rabban, on Lo Sosa, I don't know, okay. But if the Gemara has drash of Seizeh the Sefer, and what he's quoting before, the Megillah and this and that, or Chanukah, which we really have no posik for, and no asmachta for, except for Shalom Vichav Yagetcha, is there something Shalom Vichav Yagetcha that tells us something about Chanukah, or something about their that basically, what does that mean? What did they see there? When they saw, so they saw that we have a right to do something. That's the Minich Acham. And Shalom Vichav also, they saw the same thing, and it's also the Sheikh Yisrael Mitzvah. Maybe. Okay, next. Just wanted to give you an idea. See, sometimes you have to be careful when the Ramban is saying Derech Abiseinu and where he's saying Derech Asmachta. Now, what we did last time, okay, we started some cases where Derech Abshat is very close to Pshut Shomiko, okay, and that's basically what he seems to say in Mishpat Acherim, that the Derech HaPshat, which he calls a Chumash, which you're not sure if he's been Chazer or not, okay? But the Derech HaPshat, which he talks a Chumash, in Mishmar Acherim, he calls it Mamash Tshuk Tshom Mikra. Or maybe it's Fakert. Maybe it's not, and maybe that's why he veers, and because Derech HaPshat can't be Mechayev anything. And how did they kill? How did they do everything they did in Chayim? We'll talk about it, Mr. Shem. So it could be Fakirat, that's why he has to move with Derech HaBaseinu. It's not Derech, it's not Shuk Tshom Mikra. Okay, we have to understand. But that's one case. And then we mention another case, which is an amazing thing about Zaho, okay, that certainly in Chedush Ramban he's ready to say Pshut Tshom Mikra. In Chumash he says the Derech HaPshat, but it's the Derech HaPshat which is a priori almost machayev, because the Rabbanon have to be apologetic. They have to explain how they can do it, and it really is only a kula. See, if I would have told you, you know, just to think about it, that tefillas may mikvah for zava is a kula, an amazing thing. And that's what the Lashon Ramban is using on the Tera. Next. We discussed this much more about this last week, Zavon, that's not what I want to go back on, okay? Now, a second category. The Derech HaPshat might be an approach of an individual. It's the way a certain Mefarish looks at the Pesukim, but it may not be correct at all. Maybe it holds. That's the way he looks at Derech HaPshat, but you know, it could be a mistake for him. You can also call it Derech HaPshat. And Ramban does that with Sadi Goyin. Now, Sadi Goyin in our Pishnayim Eidim, or Shloisha Eidim, okay, Rav Sadia Goyin, Rav Derech HaPshat Omer HaGoyin, Rav Sadia, Shnayim Eidim, O Shlosha Mekabele Eidus HaShnayim. There are two Eidim, and there are three people that are Mekabele. That's the Bezdin. So he says, the Ein, it comes out according to the Ein. The Ein because of Kabbalah's Eidus. No, I'm not sure, but that's the Ramban himself, I would say. The Ein because of Kabbalah's Eidus, Rak Eidim. I'm Gedumuli Shetogu. I don't know why it's Gedumuli.
You should use whatever you have.
But here, you find an amazing thing. That means that if there's a stira between the Derech HaPshat and the Derech HaVaseinu, the Derech HaPshat is a toast. Because how does he prove that Rav Sadia Goyin made a mistake? He says, because dealing the foshes cannot have a Kabbalah's Eidus in front of Gimel. Okay? But, you see, then it becomes confusing, because we know that the Derech HaPshat, which is one take on the thing, and Derech HaBaseinu is another take. We know, for example, that Achaz Dibar Elokim Ushnayim Shameu, the Ramban in Mishmar Acherim applies to Pshut Tshom Mikra, because there's what he calls in Hasogas Ramban, there's the Pirush HaPnimi and the Pirush Chitzoni, and it can't be a stira. But what does it mean that it can't be a stira between Derech HaBaseinu and Derech HaPshat? And if there's a real honest to goodness stira, it means the derech of pshat, a mistake.
Okay. So that's another point we have to think about, okay?
See, I always thought that, you know, in all discussions, and in Mikriyas in the Pshuta, in the Rambans, we'll talk about, maybe, I don't know if we'll talk about it more now or later, that the Pshat and the Chazal go hand in hand. But I always thought that that's only in Pshuta Mikra, but not in Derech HaPshat. And using the Derech HaBuseinu to say that Avsadi Goyin's Derech HaPshat is a mistake. You know? That's very interesting. See, I could have said that I don't understand Avsadi, I don't know what the O is. Shnayim Eidim or Shlosha.
The Dafka doesn't say.
Yeah, so how can you call it Derech HaPshat? I said, I don't know what you're talking about. He doesn't do that. He hits him with this, the Seder. Okay, so that is that's okay. Now then he says, and maybe comes out the same thing, listen to this, when there's a stira between Derech HaPshat and Derech HaBiseinu, we say nemnu divur abuseinu emovatel datenu. Okay. But see, I'm not sure these two things are the same, because in the first time he's saying, when he talks about sadigurim, he says the toast. Okay. When he talks about in this, he says, you know, you logically could have picked either one, but we have to go for Chazal because Nemnu. That's what he says here. And beyond that, if you can be Mekayim both, and you see, it's a very different thing. So the Sadigur is saying it holds. Okay? And when he talks about Moilich, he presents Derech HaPshat and Derech HaBiseinu, and whether it's an Abu Dizor or it's a type of Kishu, whatever it is. And he says, Demon Nemonim Divrei, and then he quotes Kilu Psukim enough to support the Derech HaPshat. And he says the Derech HaBiseinu is different. And it's an Emes Abu Dizor, whatever it is. And discusses back and forth about Chizkiah with being smeared by the thing that you should be burnt with the Mother Mother, all discussion foolish. Okay? But you don't get the impression there that it's a toes, so much so that at the end he's working hard to find the way that both should be true. And he wouldn't do the same for Sadigur unless it's an impossible task. I'm not sure these two different categories. I'm not sure we draw the line. But he writes over there by Moilich, Avo acheshe motzonu kosu levilti lahavir ish et benoi v'et bito be'esh la Moilich nenu dibur abuseiru shakol la Moilich. Okay. Then he says, Abo Yitochin. Yitochin is that he's not sure about it, but he's ready to entertain it. It's almost like a suffix, but I don't know, or he'd like to. I'm not sure if Yitochin is a portion of itself, a shock or that. But he listens to what he says. Abo Yitochin, Shohoyiso Avoidai Hi, Lehem, Lekesem Shov. There's also an issue of Kishuv here. So then there's an interplay between Kishuv and Avodah Zarah, and then you're becoming both of them. And that's the Tochin. But he's not sure you can do it. So
he's synthesizing both shitas?
Yeah. In other words, ideally, See, this is a question. You see, I just want to say something, okay? And this is a mudol rafsodaisa. We go through Chumash and Ramban and Derech Hapshat and Derech Habaseinu, and you go through the whole Sefer Pireshis. Riv Ruboi, it's not halachic issues, okay? And you have to ask yourself over there, what's the interplay between the two, okay? I'm not talking about this. It's not the gate to Sefer, but it's the same thing we're talking about, okay? And that's not my purpose here. By writing a Sefer Chumash and Ramban, I think it would be a very important thing to deal with, okay? And could we have ideas about it? It's not the gate to us. Okay? Now, however, when it comes to halachic issue, then it becomes a very important thing. Okay? And, you see, the question to me really is, you know, a person who's from Chachmei HaMaseira, even a Rishon, he comes and he uses the tools at his hand to say, looking at other pesukim, how this word is used, what's the context, to get an understanding of what's going on. Okay? And he sees the Rabbeinu have a different approach. And what the Ramban is basically saying is even Nemon Dibur Rabbeinu, Levatel Datenu, there's an Inyan L'Kayim Shneim. And this, again, you always have to come back to all the different cases where there's a Derech HaPshat, which is different than Derech HaBoseinu, and is it Mechayev, is it not Mechayev? The Ramban presents the two. See, the Ramban, when he interprets Shabbosay, okay, he doesn't say, Nemonim, Divur HaBoseinu Mavat Undatenu, okay, because I guess there's a Medrash, okay. But Lemaisa, there's no Medrash by Shvius, and he applies the same thing that he finds this Medrash is Mechilta, and he says it by Shabbosah, he applies it to Shvius. And even though the Rabbeinu is, it's only an assay about the Melechus Chrish and Zriya. So the problem is, it's clear at least what the issues are, but where you draw the line is not clear at all, and you know it's very gray. You know, how do you explain what is between this Nemun Debrasenu in terms of Moilich and what's going on over there? Okay, so what? So you could have said, a priori that the Chiyuv Misa Derech HaPshat is Derech HaBoseinu, and that the issue of Moilich as a Kesem, a Kosum, is the Ritzein HaTeir, or something like that, okay? And you couldn't be carrying both of them, right? See, he seems to go over here for some reason, he puts them at loggerheads, and tries to deal with them, okay? And then with the Boseinu Levatel Datenu, and in certain instances, he's ready to say they're two different Moseiris, and one might be Utsein Atera, and one might have a lachic thing, and one might be Sefer HaMitzvot, and one not be Sefer HaMitzvot. And this, I'm telling you, is a whole new area where what I'm trying to do, and I think it's fair, okay? What I'm trying to do is open up to you a whole new area of thought, of discovery, okay? And research, which you might not have been aware of, okay? I don't have all the answers, but at least I'm beginning to have the questions.
Is the discussion related to the concept of Shivim Panim of Torah?
I can't tell you that, because he uses the Shivim Panim of Torah in Mishpat Acherim, and I'll show you how he uses it. I'm not sure if that's what's going on, okay? And we have to, okay, say he used that in Mishpat Chaim. I'll get to it soon, maybe. Okay. Now, let's continue. I just thought, just to clear, maybe I guess I'm going to spill over the next time, but I thought it was important to clearly put this down, okay? And, the comparison to Shabbosan and Shavuos versus Molech, if you ask, so why?
Okay? You know, it's a very important thing. And you look sometimes, you see now, you know, when you're in Chumash, or you're going back to that he has a derech hapshat, he has a derech habuseino. You understand? You know. So what's the scoop? What difference does it make? You know, what are they arguing about? And he doesn't say them what difference. Say no, you have to see it. So when you say it, when don't you say it? Okay, say this. So I'm not sure. You see, the apology is like this. I'm not sure if you're smarter or wiser now than you were before. Okay? But I think you're more sensitive, whether you can open the Rabban Chumash or to be able to understand what he's trying to do. And I think, you know, the reason why I spend time, this is like a major tool in opening up a Rabban, or even using and comparing and contrasting the Hasogas Rabban to the Rabban Chumash and the Chidushim. What are we trying to do here? Okay? Okay, next. Now I want to go back to the discussion. I said a shtickle tera, and I told you the Ramban is doing something amazing, okay? The Ramban has told us that since that's asisra, it can't be a mitzvah. We don't know if he's stressing because it's an eitzah, and a pshuta shel mikra is that it's an eitzah, the Rabbi Seinu can't say it's a mitzvah, or because it's Yisrael. Or because it was the Moshe Rabbeinu and not the Kol Klal Yisrael. He doesn't say that. But he says later, Shemazir, Moshe. But looking at the Ramban, it's one of the two. It's either because it's an Eitzah or because it's a Yitzah, a combination. So what I would like to explore is, there a general rule that if Shuta Shel Mikra is not at Tzivui, Abu Seinu can't come up with a Tzivui? Okay? That's an important issue. That's a safer mitzvah issue, really.
But nothing to do with Yisrael, just the fact it was an answer.
Yeah. Right. The question is, can you extricate the two, okay, one from each other, separate them, okay, or he means both of them? Okay, now let's start with this. Damban Shurish Ches. This is Nogay to last week's parasha, Kirach. V'lo yiyeh ki Kirach. Is it a lav? Is it not a lav? Is there a lav in the Yina Mitzis of Lo Yeh Kekirach V'cha Adosai? The Maisa, those who opened up the Aloha Zedoros know and look through it, there's a lav in the Yina Mitzis called Lo Yeh Kekirach V'Adosai. The Ram doesn't count it, and the Ram has a diatribe against the Aloha Zedoros in Sherish Ches. Okay, basically saying that he misunderstood what mitzvahs are about, and this is really a shlila. It's a negative, and not the word lo in language can be a mitzvah and can be a negative. You could say I didn't eat today, there's no mitzvah. Okay, and the Ramban, not only in the Hasogas, takes on to fight and to protect Aloha Zedoros, but Minyan HaMitzvos he also counts Loyek Korach Vadosai. Okay, now I'm not interested in the Machlekes here at all. Okay, that's not the Geitos, that's the Sherish Ches issue. The question is, what's the Pshuta Shel Mikra, and what's the Rabbi Seinu, and what's the relationship between the two? So the Ramban Nasogis in Sherish Chet, Aval Akosav Acher, Shetofes Olov Harav Boy, V'lo yiye kekirach v'cha adosei. The Omar, you know, it's amazing, like in writing a whole sefer of Asogis, and the halacha and the cover of the Esrarim at the same time. The Omar, Shebe'eru hachachomim, shehi shelila, upilushu inyonoi, the Omar yis'ale, hodi anu, shekomi shiokum ha'akuna, lo yikrehu, lo yikrech adoso, lo yikrehu, ma shekoro lo kerach, he won't get that einish. But Derech, I want to tell you something. You should know, just in Pshuto Shomikra, and this, I'm going out of the venue of what I want to do over here. When Moshe Rabbeinu said, in Bria Yivro, okay, basically two things, he had in mind two things. Because the Rambam quotes it, in Sherish Ches, is it einish? And also Yisrid Ches of Yisrid Adas of Torah Min HaShemayim, that the Raya in Teire, that Torah Min HaShemayim is in Bria Yivro. Okay? And the emphasis is both. Shehavaye Sholchani Kilomi Libi, the Moshe Rabbeinu is Machekek, that he's a shliach of HaKadosh Baruch Hu, kimlavlo, in only writing exactly verbatim what he heard. And then said it also to Raya, kini atsuni Hashem. The woman that niatsuni is an einish. So it means in this Bria Yivro is two things. And what I want to point out, the Ram over here in Sherish Ches is focusing on the einish. And b'loyech kerch v'adosoi, those that are chilek on kuni, he's not talking about the say the adat of chilek on Moshe Rabbeinu and whatever it is. He's talking about chilek on kuna. And at the time of kerach, there was bria, and the deiris is not going to be. And b'loyech, it's a shlila. It's not going to be. That's what I'm saying. He says, "The omushu yisalo hodianu shekol mishiokum alakuno lo yikreyu mashekol lekerach klema shiivle v'yisareif." Okay. I'm not getting involved in the yisareif with the aid later with the bageif. Okay. Avo yiye onshay. He's talking about einish over. That's where I had the problem. What's going on? Avo yiye onshay. Kasher diba Hashem biad Moshe loy. Klima hatzoras. Vu amo yisale hovino yodcha elchekecha. So it's saying lo yiye kecha adosay. That's Pshuto Shemikra according to Rambam. He's not going to have the einish of bria and sreifa. But the einish of tzaras, says the Ramban, zevadai, v'zevadai, einoi pashte b'kro, zevadai, einoi pashte b'kro. Okay, even though you look at Chumash and you think that Ramban Chumash is saying it, because he says in Kasher Diba Hashem B'Yad Moshe K'moy Olof K'mah U'B'Yad Moshe L'Olof Moshe Lom L'Chol Olof U'Fi Pshuta L'Yeh Bolua V'Sof T'Kairach U'Chadosa Ach Kasher Nase L'Moshe Rabbe V'Yodah Shaloka Bitsaras. Vyesh Poiskim, the mana shaloyika mchure, loshirashi banochanu. Okay, so that's not the way you read the Ramban. That which he's saying, the Pshuta, is part of Rashi, even though we don't have this Rashi. And he's either quoting the Ramban or something, but that's not the way he's learning Pshat.
It's not. He says, "Eino pashte dekor." V'ze eino pashte dekor. V'loy medrash ikre l'rabbeinu. What does he want? V'loy medrash ikre l'rabbeinu. There's a medrash ikre and the medrash not ikre. Okay. What's the medrash ikre and not ikre? Ikre is achdech habeisenu. Is Chazal with the laboratory, with the Yigimumides, with the Dalke Halimud that they were makabel from Moshe Rabbeinu. Okay. When it's a lav medrash ikre, it's derech medrash, derech hagoda, derech drash.
Ikre with an ayin.
With an ayin. That's his lashon and sheresh chens. V'lo medrash ikre l'rabbeinu. So I want to tell you the following: why does it have to be like that? Because there's no stira between pshuta shel if the pshuta shel mikra, the rabbeinu all go hand in hand, and it's a pshat pnimi and pshat chitzeini. And you can't say is an ashora, as he wanted to say, in the Bahag, and at the same time have a medrash ikre to say it's a shalila. And that's what he's getting so excited about and saying what the Ram calls pasha dekor is only an asmach the ba'ala. It's very important you say it, and that's exactly what we're doing, and it's at this way. So B'kitzah, what comes out, that's what he says. Look at the Ramban and Chumash, Kasher Diba Hashem B'yad Moshe Eloi, K'moy Olov Al Kirach, U'mal B'yad Moshe B'lo Kos El Moshe, Rem is the Chokam Arakuna, Shelokim B'Tzaras, K'mo Sheloka Moshe, V'alzeh Loka B'Tzaras, Uziol B'Tzaras, U'lefi Pshutei, V'loyeh balua v'sov kekorach. But that l'chira is only u'lefi pshutai. That's what he's doing, is he's saying v'eino nochi. Okay, that's he's saying nochi. It's not a medrash ikri l'chira. That's what has to come out, right? Because he says there are nochon at the end, which is a different pshat. He says, "Vanochain." Vanochain, shuroimeis el oza haniska shoma kosum emer el oza beragoy b'shiuroy v'ikach el oza akiras machtas nachayshes v'irakum kasher diba shem v'yamur zikol lebnei Yisrael. The Masha Upshuta Koirach Radosai. That's Rashi, but the Ramban learns that Fakir is referring back to the Rikuei Tzipor HaMizbeach. Something else, Bechal. You can't have such a thing. You can't have a stira between Pshuto Shel Mikra, that one should be a Tzivui, or one should be a Shlilo, not a Tzivui, and Derech HaBeisein. And if there is a Tzivui, stira, it must be, it's not medrash ikre. That's what I say is motivating the Ramban. If you look at the Ramban, you never heard of it. But once you have this, that's what he's saying. V'loy medrash ikre. Okay, now. That's what he continues. Avo pshat ha-kosu v'ikre. That's what the Pshat HaKosu is. Shetziva v'rikui pachin tzipul ha-mizbeah zikol l'vnei Yisrael b'shnei dvor shalikav ish zah l'haktir u'l'hakiv kovo v'shalayach lo'ik gam kein shum odam al-kunas alon le'mo ki lo ho'is ha-meis Hashem. It's an amazing thing. A person can be moider in the Bechiris Arlen, but he says it's not Makadosh Baruch Hu, it's also the problem.
as he says, Me'es Hashem. And, okay, then he says, then he does an amazing thing. Siyulu in Pshutu Shel Mikra, he's trying to say, lo, it means it's a ashola. It's an Isa, right? But if you look at the Pasuk, it doesn't say, doesn't sound like lo yeh, and it will not be. So how do you flip that, okay? So he's bothered by that. And he does an amazing, amazing thing over here. And he does like this. Ushnei eile im heyoisom amurim b'derech hazikolon hei menios. If a lo comes with its word zikolon, even though you would have interpreted a kriyoin as a shlila, it must be interpreted not as a shlila, but as an ashola. And then he says, for example, you look at the pasuk of Gira Nosha. How came lo yochel Yisrael as Gira Nosha? What does it mean lo yochel Yisrael? They should not eat. But it's a lav. And he quotes an example. Kederech, how came lo yochel bnei Yisrael as Gira Nosha? Kederech asher lo ye oved v'lo yizareya. By Eglarufa, in Nachalesa. V'lo yimne lo yikrav ish zah b'avua heyois boi lav achem fuish b'chol avodis amikdash shnema v'zah lo yikrav aleichem v'yim lo yikrav korach v'chadosh v'chomo shubi'alma. He says from the context, it tells you what the pshuta is, that it's an amazing thing, okay? And therefore, and the Rabbi Seinu cannot be a stealing. So it must be that the Divya Tanchuma, which he's going to quote as he goes on, is not a Medrash Ikri. Avo Masha, Mami Inyan Atzaras, Vu B'Medrash Tanchuma. I'm not sure if he's not so excited about Tanchuma as a halachic source. I don't know what it just happens to be in Tanchuma. Hu al derech hatoichacha v'adrash v'agodes. Agodes, that's not derech habayseinu. Nismach al milas biad Moshe Eloi v'enu pashe dekro v'lo ike midrashi. Does it again. Sha'ar biad Moshe loshen teiru hu v'roi v'makoymais. And if it would mean something, wouldn't have been in so many different places. ובגמור כך אומר, המחסק מחליקיס, הרש יומר, רואי לצטרה, כסיב הוכה וכו', ואם כן, אינו אלא אסמכתו. ובדרך הזה, להם בתלמוד אומר ואחרי של מורי קוטן, and he goes on, אבו לא פורה, אובו לא פורה, שלא פורה ולא פורה, מחאי ניס שנבו, לא יסיפו בגדיכם, לא יסיפו אימו. Lei samusa, wa acha shlei pora, lei chay misa doshe boi shlilis, loy ma atem, loy yalechem chiu misa bimon chamize, kmo shah o avel mischayven, vize kulu atzmachta. Okay, so he says, you have to know, sometimes Chazal use it atzmachta, and sometimes the real derech Chazal, and you have to know what exactly you're talking about. Now, next. And that's what's going on. And that's what he says. He's very careful that the lav, the ikar kosuv, is going on cholak al kun. It's not meis Hashem. But he says, but there is. Sometimes it's called minig hachomim, derech hachomim, loy v'derech agod of asmachta. And what the Gemara says in Sanhedrin, oh, continue, give me a shakosu, he himself says, the kosu, humaniya v'chi, exactly right, humaniya v'chi, umisa lehem, uishus, upotel achirim, avu derech
Uminig lachachom, again the same thing. Loim abderach hagoda v'asmachta. The emes, ki mashe omu b'gmoz and hedrin kol amachzik and b'chlik is oivu v'leisase, shem lo yeh koch v'adosoy, al derach peichocho. Avu ikra hakosu b'machzik and b'chlik is b'kudu v'lvad, v'hem zal sonchu loishav ha-machlik is lahazim mehem. So he's even going that the lav is only on kun.
What does he count here?
What?
The lav he puts in Sefer Mitzvah says on the kun only? Or
he says, lo yeh koch vados. I'm not sure. You have to look over there. You look in thing in the back, and that's what he says. He counts it. He just puts it in the lav, and he says, that's the lav for God. So, l'cheira, this is the case. Lo yeh koch vados. So it's an amazing thing that Rambam takes these examples, Al Ken Lo Yochlu, Vechule Vechule, that he's ready to draw from three isolated phenomena, general cloud, without any proof, but that's not negate us. Okay? So I don't know what he wants. L'chayr is also different between the zikolin of the two, okay? The rikui pachim sibul apeich is b'derech that there is the rikui pachim sibul mizbeich is derech zikon, but the lav is not derech zikon. Okay, the zichron shel lav or alavim shel akov zav leikakoyach. The zichron is a sibul mizbeich. Okay, and in gira noshe. And the lav of Nachal Eitzon, the Etzim lav is the Zikon. So, see, he puts it all together. It's a very interesting thing, also. It's also not negay to me. But he's mash with it. Okay? Okay. What I want to do is to finish this off next week, and then, believe me, to move on, is the question. Oh, there are two more cases. The question of Zoche Shoasalacho. Amiriam, is it an Eitzah or is it a Mitzvah? And then the question about Chelmei Odom, how does the whole thing play itself out? In the Pasuk at the end of the course of Ramban Chumash, the Ramban in Mishpat Acherim, and the Ramban in Sheresh Ches. Okay, that's all.